Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inbounding from the baseline in the corner. Up top, straight away to Gasol. He takes a three ball, buries it! Busted from the north side. Marc Gasol has pushed Toronto ahead by one in double overtime. Kawhi into the lane, cut off by Middleton, trying to shake Brogdon. Spins to the right block, lays it up and in. Strong take by Kawhi Leonard. What a man bucket with 32.4 seconds to play. The Raptors lead by four. Bucks heave one with 3 seconds left. An air ball, and the Raptors are going to win. They inbound, the clock goes, the buzzer goes, and the Raptors take care of business on their home floor. They win game three. The Bucks still lead the series 2-1, but as the old adage goes, it's not a series until the home team loses a game, and it hasn't happened yet, folks.
Hey, happy Monday morning to everybody out there. And yeah, if you stayed up late last night, there could have been a couple of issues for you if it was like us, as I come in and find out we were all in the same boat last night. Did you watch the fourth quarter and the first and second overtime of Toronto getting a home win to make it 2-1 down against Milwaukee? Or did you flip it over for the last Game of Thrones?
Oof.
And it was, I flipped. My wife teased me. She goes, "You're not watching into that basketball game. I know you watch them in the morning." And I go, "Damn, I'm watching Game of Thrones. I'm giving up this back and forth crappy shooting game between Toronto and Milwaukee." I knew I could see the fourth quarter on when I came in this morning. And I watched Game of Thrones. I finished it up. It was the last
one.
I'm
proud of you.
79 minutes. 20 million viewers. I wanted to be part of it. The $90 million budget for 6 episodes and the Stark family being the big winner.
That's it.
I had to see it, Zach. I had to see it.
I'm glad you did, because normally we come in here on Mondays and you watch it Monday afternoon. Nothing wrong with that. We have weird hours, but you had to just be a part of what? It's television history. It's like, did you watch Sopranos on their last night? Did you watch MASH on their last? You got to go back to these shows that are these iconic shows of all time. And yeah, I never saw so many people disappointed. I'm a social media guy, so the second it ended, I tried to stay off social media because I was like 2 minutes behind the actual real time.
I don't care what those idiots think.
But you have no idea. Now, Q, who's in today, I know he's a social media guy like me, and I know he watched last night. You cannot imagine what happened the second that show ended and they went to credits fade to black after their last scene, what social media was like last night. This sucked. I can't believe we got this ending. I was okay with it.
You know,
I was okay with the ending last night.
My lack of social media awareness, because I don't care. I watched it. I saw some of the comments. You can't help it if you're reading stories today. People upset about the
USA
finale.
Today, a disaster ending that fans didn't deserve. That's the literally the front page of the USA Today.
I disagree. The good family won.
That's right.
The good family won. You may not like the characters that won, but the family that started the show finished the show, man. Think about it. Think about all the different things that happened. Everybody that became kind of bad or took, you know, they abused their power. They all got They all got something bad happened.
I liked it.
It's kind of good, man. It's good. We got so much bad stuff. Like it's good.
I know. I like the ending.
The original family.
It started with that family. You saw how it started with the babies of Ned Stark's family and how they were all young. Go back to the first episode and see what those kids looked like. They're babies, and now they're adults. And they run Westeros. That's it. They won everything.
So anyway, Bran, the man, and everything else.
Is that a shocker to you? We're giving spoilers out at 6 a.m., but who cares? If you didn't watch last night, it's your fault.
No, we're not going to say anything else. But Brand the Man, and you know, we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. I don't like when people used to get ready. You see it, and I go, no, don't say anything. I don't want to know.
But it's a little different with this. This was the series finale last night. This was not episode 4. Hey Joe, did you watch it last night? No, I mean, come on, this is different.
I'm just looking at some of these headlines, though. I mean, and they're in the headlines of sports and stuff, and they've got therapy offered to Game of Thrones fans after finale. Shut up if you need therapy. Go get a friggin' life, really. Let a show every Sunday night. There's only 6 episodes, and it affects your life that much. Go do something else. Go watch another one. Go watch Narcos for the 7th time like I did yesterday.
You know who's going to come in today, by the way, pissed off, that I usually talk with? Donna, last night. Social media?
Dutch said he's off. Is he off?
If he's not in today, that's right. Yeah, he's not in today.
I can't know when Donald's in or out. I don't even know.
I was just thinking about that. He's not in today. You're right.
No.
He was pissed. He was like, this. I can't believe this is the ending we got. We didn't deserve this.
Isn't he going to like Disney World to see make-believe stuff?
I saw pictures of him yesterday on social media with Doc Brown and Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future. Okay. They were at one of these Comic-Cons that he's at.
Okay. It tells you all you need to know about.
And I'll
Donna.
Close the chapter on that right now of what Dono's doing on his vacation.
Yeah, that
he's touring Central Florida with these Comic Cons with his wife.
You know what? Everybody's got their.
I know.
I would just
I'm
never
not making fun of him. It's just,
I would never think that about Dono. Like, hey, what are you doing on vacation? You and your family and oh yeah, we're into this. And I go, oh,
he's
Dono.
He's touring Central Florida.
Everybody's got different things. I'm fine out. We got some people that go to every concert, not just one, but will travel the same group around, which I will never understand. I said we're having dinner in Puerto Rico, of all places, and I was over there with a guy that was a friend of Nat Moore's, and the guy was saying how he's a big Rolling Stone fan, and he's going to 3 of their concerts. Not one, but 3, because he's the last 3, and he grew up with them and showed us his house, and he had Rolling Stone stuff. Guy has a lot of money, obviously, because he had some original, very expensive stuff. He said, I'm going to 3. I got tickets for not only the one in Miami, but so, and I was thinking, and then, you know, Big O is another guy that used to, or still does. He'll like, it's not enough just to go to Tampa and see him. Or Orlando and see him, they're going, hey, we're flying out of the state. I'm with you.
Touring the country, man.
Yeah, he goes with them. So, you know, we're all a little different.
That's
on what we want to do for vacation days, and everybody's a little different.
I like an alcoholic beverage in a beach or a pool. That would be my typical.
Zach, I'm right behind you. Matter of fact, yesterday, my wife and I just had a nice afternoon, went to Bose over on the beach. Yep. And
that's
literally, I took a few pictures. And of course, she's like, don't take any pictures of me. So I just took a few pictures, you know, me and my Corona and a cheeseburger.
That's it. Sounds like a day to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like a day to me.
And I kind of let myself go looking at the ocean, and I forgot that I actually live in South Florida where there is an ocean because we're kind of to work and then out west. We got all kinds of stuff going on, though, over the weekend, including that game last night. That thing was just a knockdown, drag out. Kawhi Leonard ended up with 36 points, and Toronto had it in regulation and almost let it get away, but were able to win in double overtime. So it's now 2-1. Milwaukee still leads that and still has home court advantage, and of course, a game 4 come up. Golden State actually has a chance to finish out Portland tonight. They're up 3-0 with the Green, Curry, and Thompson show, combining for 75 points over the weekend as well. And we got some nice stories here in town with University of Miami baseball, and what Gino DeMare has done with this baseball team is a great story. Taking over for a legendary coach who had struggled the last couple years.
Yeah, it's easy taking over for a coach like that, though.
But he had struggled. Jim,
I know.
We love Jim.
I know.
But Jim's teams had struggled, and people are going, is Jim still into the recruiting? What's going on? He's got some problems. And so he kind of said it like, hey, I'm gonna get out. Although you could tell because Jim still goes to every game. Jim's not ready to retire, but he did anyway or whatever. I always love that when guys retire, but they don't really retire. They kind of, I'm stepping down. You're like, all right. And then you see it. I just hope I'm not like that. I love Jim to death, and I know he's got to have baseball because he's like me. He doesn't have a lot of hobbies, and he didn't want to find any. Remember that day we had Jim on? I said, Jim, do you fish? No. Do you golf?
What are you going to do?
Golf? No. Yeah. So, Jim, You can't just chase that younger wife around you. You're getting older, man. And I realized, like, Jim's in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not taking shots at Jim Morris this morning, all he's done is this baseball thing. He steps down, and you know every time he drives home, he's going, damn, I wasn't ready to do that.
That's right.
I could have been my team. But listen, DeMar has really done a great job with the baseball. It sounds like I took shots at Jim. You guys are all laughing. You're all laughing at me. I wasn't taking shots. It happens too, man, because, you know, I'm getting towards the end there, and I'm like, I tell you guys, if you see me still hanging around or trying to go to a small radio station and keep it going, do me a favor, man. Call my wife and tell him, stop it. Stop it. Go.
I promise.
I'm going to find a hobby and literally become a babysitter for grandkids. Any of the kids that have kids, I'll become a full-time babysitter.
I'm glad I live close.
My wife will.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that.
You'll be like the daycare for me. I'll drop him off. Matthew.
Maybe I'll do that.
Matthew likes you.
Yeah. Hey, he doesn't know me yet.
He likes you already. I know he does.
Hey, listen, I saw one of the greatest punches Saturday night.
my God.
Deontay Wilder. And I will just say this. It was. First of all, I wanted to see it because one thing about Deontay Wilder, he throws whatever he's got and he tries to just hammer you right off the bat. He doesn't throw a lot of body shots. He tries to take your head off, right? They even started by going, he doesn't throw a lot of shots to the body. He only goes after the head. Like, he tries to literally CTE you on every punch he throws. So he throws one and hits. Anthony Joshua, that's who I want him to fight, Brazil. And he dropped him. And, of course, afterwards, Brazil comes out and says they stopped the fight too soon.
Sure.
And I was like, how would you know? You didn't know what day it was.
Yeah, you should go pick your jaw up off the floor, the mat.
One of the greatest punches. Anyway, I just want to say this. If Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder can figure something out, they've been going back and forth on this money thing because it's going to be a big, big money fight. And both guys are going to be in the retirement money when they finish this fight. I will buy that paper. That's going to be the next pay-per-view that I buy. Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. That would be a fun one to watch.
You think that guy's okay right now today? Like, you think his face is all right today?
I'm guessing.
Because I don't.
I'm guessing if he didn't break his jaw, he had to at least have a massive headache for a couple of days.
A couple
of
days, still has it. Joe, yeah. I'm watching. They're just showing it. There's one website that has it on like 80 different angles of like the head. No angle's good. I see his jaw move in every one. I see his eye flicker in one of them. He got knocked the bleep out.
I watched it on Showtime. You didn't have to pay, which was great.
Says a lot about heavyweight division
and,
right now.
And when he hit him in the first round, which by the way is nice. You get a fight like that that's over in the first round. I mean, and there was no question. He got up on the count of 9, staggered over to the rope on 10, and then was like half salty after the fight. And then if you stayed up to watch Jim Gray, one of the great losers of all time, who I don't know how he keeps his job. I'm just not a Jim Gray fan at all about anything. Like, rubs me the wrong way. But was asking questions and taking shots at a guy that just knocked a guy out was incredible to watch, the whole thing. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Brooks Koepka wins. Did it do anything to the meter for you over the weekend? Did it make you watch as he was cruising along? And then he got a little bit of a scare yesterday. We'll have a little bit of that. We got a lot more stuff. And, of course, the Marlins had the brooms out. We haven't said that in a long, long time. So we have more stuff on that coming up as well. Radio.com. Radio.com. Wait a second. Could this be the big birthday today? The big 4-0.
I was hoping you forgot.
Wow. I wasn't sure it was today, actually.
I went to bed depressed last night.
About being 40?
About it was my last time going to sleep in my 30s.
He's definitely 40 years old. Halfway home, though, right?
Oh.
Yeah, you're seriously. You're halfway. You're good.
Yeah.
You're in good shape.
I'm okay with that.
Mom and dad still around. That's good. That's good. It's kind of funny how you look at that, you know, now being in my 60s. And I look and I go, you know what, though? Because
you get that point. But my parents are 80, and like I call them over the weekend. They're like, Joe, why are you calling so much, man? We're out. We're golfing.
Check it out.
Played cards. Went to church. Jeez, man. Went down to see your sister. Drove up in the mountains. I'm like, gosh,
good jeans,
man.
It's good jeans.
So you're in good shape, man.
All right.
My point. Happy birthday, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Did you get spoiled, or you?
Yeah, to a point. I know that there's something going on in my house that I wasn't allowed to see in a corner of my house between my brother and my wife.
Probably got something a little special.
Good, that they didn't want to give
you
me over the weekend.
A stripper coming over or something?
I don't think it's a stripper. I don't think
really
so.
That's really good, Hollywood, a stripper.
I wouldn't be
over.
Upset, but I don't know if my wife would be involved. Yeah. My brother, yes, I could imagine.
The brother would go, hey, bro, if you don't want it, I'll take it.
Yeah. But there's something going on in the corner that I wasn't allowed to see.
Happy birthday,
Zach. Thank you very
much. Happy big 4-0.
Can't believe I'm 40. God, am I old.
Don't feel bad.
I'm a man.
I've gone through
40.
This radio. Yeah, that's right. You're on the I'm a man now. So congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
And good stuff. So if you want to get a little liquored up tonight, you go ahead.
I think I'm going to. It's going to be a rough morning tomorrow morning.
Come in hurting a little bit. Yeah, that's more than
the time we start, 6? I'll be here by 6 tomorrow.
You come in right at 6 if you want tomorrow. No question. Hey, by the way, you got an early birthday present if you're a baseball fan because the Marlins, as bad as they've been, sweep the Mets. You talk about not seeing something coming. And I know the record still. Just because you go from 10 to 13 wins doesn't exactly go, oh, boy, we're back in it.
But I thought it would take about a month to go to 10 to 13 wins. I didn't think it would take 3 days.
I thought they'd win some series. Don't get me wrong. I thought they'd take some 2 out of 3s. But, man, to sweep it and get back-to-back shutouts, Alcantara and Pablo Lopez, the way they pitched, just – really good, a complete game yesterday.
How about 15,983?
Numbers
are
up.
You know, the first thing I look at in the box scores every day, that was the attendance yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost 16,000 people there.
Well, it's the Mets, and the pitching has been, we've said this all year, even with everything going on, the pitching's been pretty damn good, and at times all those guys have had their moments where they've where they've really dominated. And so
did we ever get to the bottom of what is it Alcantara? Is it Alcantara? Like, I've heard it 9 different ways.
I think it has to do whether you're Spanish or a complete
100%
gringo.
What do I say for yesterday? Is it Alcantara?
I'm being told by DQ. DQ, you want to help us? Alcantara. Yeah. Is what
the way you just said it right now, Joe, is the correct
Alcantara.
Answer. Nailed it.
So okay. Why are our announcers, they really like.
I hear Contra.
People struggle with Alcantara. The acento over.
Okay,
over his
I
name.
Do yeah. too, but Alcantara. They call him Alcantara on TV.
I don't know what to tell you.
Going with Alcantara.
They're 100% gringo, too. Those two.
Yeah,
wherever
of course.
The hell they're from. No question about that. So, yeah. Anyway, whatever it is, the guy was lights
out.
Was
good.
Wow, was
and
he?
Fuego.
Complete,
that's what he was.
Complete game, 2-hit shutout is. I don't care who you're playing, and the Mets are a mess right now. The Mets are joining a lot of other teams in New York. By the way, you know, we talk about a bad time for sports down here, maybe the worst in the history since I can remember, where all of our teams have been down. We don't even have national championship parades from the Canes, who used to kind of pick us up when things were down. And you're like, you know, they would dominate and had their moments where they were really, really good. But, boy, we've gone through – some really bad times here. But let me tell you, New York, for all the teams they have, and not just teams that are bad, but all the front office stuff and drama and some of the things have been questioned. Like the Giants have never been questioned. They've always been solid as a rock, starting with ownership and the style of play and everything. They've just always been, and they still are. Listen, you don't just lose that, but boy, they.
Well, ask a Giants fan today how they're feeling about their team.
No, it's definitely
or their front
like,
office.
What the hell's going to happen, and what's our veteran quarterback have left, and what the hell are we doing with this Daniel Jones, and did we reach, and all that will play out. But you look at the Jets and what's going on, and Adam Gase goes from. Below .500 record and is running the Jets. You would have thought they got Vince Lombardi or something with the power Adam Gase has got there, including now does his go-to thing, anytime Adam gets in a little bit of a – like he freaks out a little bit, he goes, call Peyton Manning. Get Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Like on his resume, he puts nothing but Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, our offense with who? With who, Coach? Peyton Manning. Okay. So it's always Peyton Manning, and now we need a GM. Bring in Peyton Manning.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Yep. I need somebody to babysit the kids. My kids are a little down. Peyton Manning. That guy.
Oh, Peyton was terrible before he got his hands on him, so he's got that on his resume.
That's right. Now he's a Hall of Famer. This guy.
Right.
Peyton Manning is now, I think, a Hall of Famer.
That's all-time great sarcasm right there. That was really good. Like, yeah. You know, it's funny. Adam, you know, the guy wasn't very good till you got all of them.
Who do you think's doing the induction speech of the Hall of Fame?
Oh, there's no question.
Adam's definitely doing it for Peyton,
well,
right?
It ain't from lack of trying, because when I saw that, I went, well, Adam's definitely calling all the shots if he's trying to get Peyton Manning to come in, who, by the way, as good as he might be for everything he's done, to just throw him in to personnel. I don't care who you are. You can do great commercials. You can be the greatest quarterback of all time. Because I would ask everybody, how many great quarterbacks of the top ones, first of all, have wanted to be a GM after they made a lot of money? And second of all, how many have had success doing it?
Ask the guy in Denver. He's still looking for a quarterback. It's taking him this long to try to find a quarterback.
He did get a Super Bowl, but he's been a mess
no,
doing that.
No, I understand that. But
Doug Williams is running, running the thing, another Super Bowl quarterback with Washington. And it's just not easy.
No, it's not.
Just because you're a great quarterback doesn't mean that all of a sudden Dan Marino's driving in today over and going, hey, I got this thing figured out. Chris, let me evaluate all these guys. You know, you don't just do that. You got to look for certain things. And I don't know. I just think because Peyton Manning does a great commercial or is one of the great quarterbacks to ever play doesn't mean all of a sudden you can pick talent.
He's the hot commodity. TV, GM, front office.
They all want it. Isn't
Peyton
that amazing?
Is the guy right now.
Peyton, like, hey, will you be our GM? Hey, will you do Monday Night Football? Yep. We'll pay you whatever. He's their go-to guy. Yep. Meanwhile, Peyton's just sitting back teasing everybody, right? Nah, I don't want that. I'm having too much fun. Let me do a little of these ESPN inside pieces on breaking games
now. Negotiations. That number's not high enough.
You have to beg the guy to do it, right?
No, you're not going to beg him.
You don't beg the guy to be your GM. There's a bunch of nerds that have done this their whole life that are, I mean, it's their dream to do it. Like, that's the kind of guy you want in that position, isn't it?
But Peyton's a sexy name to have up there.
No, it is. But you want some nerd that studies football.
Yeah.
That's done it forever.
Does Peyton Manning really want to move to New York with his family and do this?
Probably not.
Or does he want to go back and forth? I think he's got a place in Tennessee still. Does he really want to go back and forth and do the Matt Millen special? I mean, I just think of all these guys that, and I understand, well, I don't actually. I was going to say the money, but the money he make that.
He doesn't need that money.
That job probably pays his GM a little over low seven-figure job or middle seven-figure job.
But think about what he could do if he works one day a week for CBS or ESPN Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to make twice or three times as much.
You're right.
And work one. Look what John Gruden did for years at ESPN. Got paid $10 million a year to work on Monday nights.
You're under the microscope.
No, that's fine.
You're under the microscope. Weekends, sometimes you got to go to games you don't want when maybe he wants to go hang out with mom and dad and watch Eli play or, I mean.
Guess what? We'll take this $10 million. I'll work for 16 weeks.
Yeah. Might be Daniel Jones pretty soon. Anyway, we
better get there before week four.
I just got a kick, and I was waiting for it. I was like, all right, the only thing we haven't seen in this Adam Gase, because he's calling a shot 100% on the new GM. Adam, God bless Adam Gase. He's got all the power any one guy could ever want. And I go, you had to be thinking this, right? Because his go-to thing when he talks to us, what Peyton Manning used to do with footwork, and I'm gonna get Tannehill doing the Manning workout, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, you gotta come up with a new name on your resume instead of always going back to one name.
I don't know. Right now the hot name is Peyton around the
world.
And
now it's Peyton Manning.
I'd use it.
GM.
I would use it.
Hey, and you know the word is Peyton Manning's the one that called the owner of the Jets and said, you need Adam Gase.
That's right. And now Adam's going to the owner going, we need Peyton Manning.
Yeah, let's just do this, and pretty soon it'll be the Adam and Peyton show.
That's
here.
Right. Well, I would say Peyton and
we'll
Adam
keep,
show.
We'll keep rolling here. By the way, the other story, Brooks Koepka ends up winning the PGA Championship, and there was a little drama. He had the big lead, and Dustin Johnson was able to come back and make it a little bit interesting yesterday. But we need to stop with the Tiger impact and Brooks Koepka, who's now won four majors in his last eight events, eight of the eight majors. He's won four of them, which is really good. He's 29. He's not even 30 years old yet. But the whole thing, we're trying to make everybody into the next Tiger.
Stop it.
It sounds good.
Stop it.
We've done it with Spieth.
Stop it.
We did it with Rory.
Nope.
Like, part of this is either you have it or you don't have it. And I get that Koepka just beat Tiger's brains in on the first 2 days of that tournament.
He beat everyone's brains in the first two days.
Right off the first hole, and it didn't stop for the first two rounds.
You remember the text we got at what, Thursday morning at 8:50? Oh, Koepka's up three already. It's over.
Yeah.
We got that Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
He wasn't lying. One guy didn't make the cut. Tiger didn't make the cut.
That's the biggest storyline of the weekend, right?
And Koepka was just from start to finish, just dominated the tournament. But the whole thing after somebody wins, we all like to do this. I know that somebody plays great. They've had a good career. Have they caught Michael? We did that. And have you caught Tiger? And is he on pace? Is he doing some of these things, man? You either have or you don't have. Tiger in his mid 40s still packs a big punch for popularity. He just does. It just has not and will not stop. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, including the great punch Saturday night for anybody. And it was a freebie on Showtime in Brooklyn to see the punch from Deontay Wilder. And it is incredible. One of the power punches that you'll see over the top with a man that wasn't protecting himself. He might have been stung from the last one he took earlier in the first round. But it's about as square as you'll ever see a guy hit and down. And
it was knocked his head off.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know who I want to see next up. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a big-time heavyweight fight. And I get it. There's a lot of money involved and breaking down guarantees and a piece of the pay-per-view and everything else. Both these guys are going to be super rich. But this thing is turning into, as we learn more, for people that don't follow boxing, Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. That would be a fun one to watch. If it could happen, that probably won't happen in 2019. We're halfway through.
Yep.
But if it could happen,
2020.
Boy, if it could happen into 2019, early 2020, I'm all in. You can do the Mayweather money on that one. I'm all in.
Hollywood's been calling for this for a while, this heavyweight matchup.
We would love
Wilder's I mean, that's great entertainment. You see that ring walk that he had and that ridiculous costume or whatever you want to call that thing? I mean, that was awesome. It was fun.
They all do that.
That thing he was wearing?
No, they all do. They all put these things on.
I know, but the Wilder show was pretty good.
Oh, see.
The Wilder show is good.
I thought you were talking about the Wilder that was in the ring that was throwing like absolute, just trying to knock the guy's head off from the time he got out there. He gave you more action in that than most fights give you.
Correct.
In a 12-round fight.
There
was
more action in 90 seconds.
I mean, I thought that guy was going to leave the ring, though. You see that walk? Like, he's got contortionists doing like ridiculous stuff in there, and he comes out in that like crazy diamond bird costume or whatever.
This guy sees. He sees the outfit.
He likes the shiny object in the corner.
It. You don't think that was fun, the whole show?
I guess I'm more old school. Like, I've just seen everybody's outfits through the years, and everybody's getting to entertain it. I saw those rights. That's what I saw. I thought those things would hurt. I was just thinking how much those would hurt if he hits you on the jaw or on the top of the head with that damn thing.
Mm. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back. Happy Monday morning to everybody out there. Hope you had a great weekend. I know we got a big one coming up here with a couple extra days off for some of you out there. And hopefully you got some great plans and be able to enjoy yourself with your family a little bit with everything going on. By the way, Bruce Feldman from The Athletic had a great article over the last few days about UM. I really found it interesting being able to be around for all of it, see a lot of it up close about UM's run from the 80s to where they are now and trying to get this thing turned back around.
I love the title of his article, by the way. Miami, the search for lost swag. Yeah. I love it. The article is really good. It's really, I mean, I had to get The Athletic just to see it. Like, I know you got The Athletic like a week or two ago, but I had to get my subscription just to see this one article because I wanted to see it, and it was great. It was awesome.
Just talking about, which we already know, the culture's different down here, but all the former players that were mentioned that Bruce was able to get for this piece, little history lesson of everything, and can Manny get it all the way back to the way it used to be was kind of the...
Not going to be easy.
No. You've got, and he talks why it's going to be hard in there, too, and a lot of it has to do with the success of Alabama and the four or five players. They've recently, most of them first-round picks, all of them playing in the NFL. He was able to get out of South Florida, including a bunch of really good wide receivers. Georgia's now made a big impact down here. Florida and Florida State have always been players down here, so I don't see them as that's something new. But when you get the outside guys, the Georgia, the Alabama, Clemson's now trying to get more and get more impactful players down here. Ohio State's always done a nice job. So, yeah, there's a lot of competition for the top programs. Are spending a lot of recruiting money down here, spending a lot of time, but Manny gets it. He doesn't hide from it. He will tell you, we got to keep Dade Broward, Palm Beach kids home. We got to find a certain kind of kid. I found that to be the most interesting thing, how those guys used to love to compete against each other in practice and practice hard. I think that's been the biggest adjustment and hardest part of this coaching thing. Is all these guys, in my opinion, not all of them, but a lot of them want the job handed to them right off the bat. And if they don't get and things don't go the way they want as a true freshman, a lot of them are looking to join the portal or quit or pouting. And then all the stuff comes out from family. We're not happy with our situation. And you try to explain, listen, the jump from high school to college, you know, your son got a little wrapped up in being a five-star and realized the rest of these guys on the team didn't care. So all that stuff comes into play, and I thought it was great, some of the old stories of
the stories are the best part of that article.
Those guys recruiting guys and just telling them, hey, man, I'm taking you on this recruiting trip, but just being around you, you need to take your five-star ass and go to Notre Dame. You're not –
That's the story I was going to bring up to you also. Tiger Clark.
Yeah, you're not one of our guys. You'll never make it here. My guys on this team will run you right off this team because you just want to hand it to you. You're not a UM kind of guy. You don't get the whole thing, and it's got to be the right kind of guy coming from out of state. I love this because they went like, well, you got to get a couple Texas guys. You got to get a couple Louisiana guys. I'm like, now, come on, stop, man. I mean, that was great the way you did it. And I know the guys you're talking about. And it was a nice combination, couple New Jersey guys and all that. But you just got to get the right kind of guys. You can't just tell me like, hey, Texas got a couple of UM kind of guys. He knows. Listen, Manny has studied this. I think Manny's more in tune with this thing than anybody to get this thing the way he wants. We're wrapping up, by the way, spring football as we speak, and a lot of these assistants from around the country are down here recruiting the hell out of a bunch of these top-notch players, including a couple of top running backs that are down here, one in Dade and one in Broward County, and some really good players. You'll find out more about guys that are getting recruited by everybody. And everything else. But, yeah, I thought the article was great. So Bruce agreed to come on with this morning. So we'll talk to him later on. And Ira will join us, talk some NBA. And he just got back from everything going on, including chance to watch a lot of the top players, especially guys that were there that are trying to move up to 13. And what kind of player Pat Riley and the Miami Heat might be able to get coming out of this this draft that's right around the corner. So we got all kinds of good stuff. I don't know about the Mike Conley. I saw Mike Conley trade. The Heat, the Jazz, and the Mavs are all interested in trading for Mike Conley in his $67 million deal over the next 2 years. He's in his early 30s and averages 21 points a game on a really bad Memphis team. And would it be something that the Heat would really try to to get done.
To pursue that? I don't know. Mike Conley was one of those guys that once all this new money started getting big, he was like the first guy to sign. He signed a five-year, $152 million contract in 2016. Yeah. He's on the books for 32 and 34 over the next 2 years. Right. I don't know. If you're trying to get – is he considered like a whale? Because I don't know if he's considered a whale. I don't know if Mike Conley comes to this team and you think, wow, we got one superstar. Now you just got to get another one. I think he's a good player.
Oh, I think he's the best player on the team if he comes.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think he's a guy where another superstar goes, ooh, I got to go play in Miami.
No.
Because Mike Conley's there.
I would agree. He's not that guy.
And that's unfortunately the lay of the land for the NBA right now. Is if you want to get a really good player, you got to have another good player, and you got to try to put two together.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mike Conley's that guy. Is that the best-case scenario for the Heat right now? It might be, and that's not saying much.
Well, you still got to move some guys with you take on that kind of salary. So.
Sure.
Anyway, there's a lot of stuff out there. It is going to be fun. The NBA not only going forward to the Eastern Conference and Western Conference, see
but
what happens.
That.
But going into free agency and the draft to see how it all plays out for everybody will be a lot of fun to watch. Over the weekend, by the way, Gino Demare, we haven't talked much about the baseball team at UM. What a nice, quiet turnaround, man. End up, take 2 or 3 against Duke here, end up 38-17, and right there on the bubble. We got a little spoiled. You know, we talk about getting spoiled with all these different sports. We got spoiled with regional baseball. Like, all right, regular season's over, tournament's over, now let's go regional. Okay, we got a regional, they'd win the regional. Oh, we're staying home for the super regional next weekend, okay. And that went on with all those great teams and then on to the World Series. And Gino's got a chance now in his team because the way they played to right on a bubble to get a regional if they can get a couple of wins in the ACC tournament this week. Could get back after a couple of really disappointing seasons and trying to figure out this college baseball thing's gotten a lot more difficult because of the draft money that guys are now getting in the third, fourth, fifth round, getting a lot bigger signing bonus because these teams don't want them to stay in college, draft them, and end up losing them. So they've upped the money for signing bonuses, which is starting to get the attention of some 18-year-old kid going,
of course.
I got 600 grand coming to me? My dad makes 50 a year, man. Are you kidding me? My dad said, you take that damn money.
Man, it's a lot of money.
And, you know, they're picking up education, too, besides that, to skip. So what has happened, and I used to talk to Jim Morse about this all the time, it's gotten a lot harder because Jim actually, through the years, had a ton of commitments with guys that are in that area. And the guys have gone, now the money's coach.
It's too good.
Money's too good. I can't turn it down. You know, I don't mind playing single A baseball and independent leagues and all that stuff. And
the signing bonus is big enough. It's tough to go to college to try to get drafted again when you got drafted that, you know, whatever it is, third, fourth, fifth round, or a first round guy if you're that good.
Well, no, first round, Zach,
it's ridiculous.
Second round. But as the money goes down, we're watching fours, fives, and sixes getting bigger signing bonuses because they don't want to lose them, want to get them in their minor league system and get the process started. Anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here in the 7 o'clock hour. Big weekend. Yeah, we watched Game of Thrones last night too, man, and finished strong. By the way, 20 million viewers they expected last night. They expected from 18 up to over 20 million people watched the last episode of a $90 million budget that was put on those 6 episodes. $90 million budget.
And poof, it's done.
It's over now.
It's over.
Where do you rank Game of Thrones? Whether you were disappointed or liked it, if you were watching it and even go back to some of the old episodes, it is. It's interesting to put it. It's right up there, man.
Has to be.
It's right up there.
I was sucked in,
man. Whether you like the ending last night, I don't want to give it away for people that are like, no, don't say anything, man. I stayed up and watched a basketball game, or don't tell me, bro. I'm going to watch it today. All right. I won't tell you everything.
It's hard to keep it quiet, though.
We won't do that, but we will tell everybody. We got a lot more coming up, 7 o'clock hour. We'll be back in a moment.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.